Swapna Suresh makes startling revelations, names sexually frustrated CPM leaders who behaved like hungry stray dogs. Thiruvananthapuram, Swapna Suresh, the accused in the infamous gold smuggling case of 2020, has come out with startling revelations. She has alleged that three senior leaders of the ruling CPM had made sexual advancements to her. Speaking to a Malayalam TV channel, she said, two of them were ministers in the first government led by CPM Supremo and Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan. They sought sexual favors from her. She says, former Minister Kadakampalli Surendran MLA invited her to a hotel room in Kochi during a function. Former Speaker Sri Ramakrishnan invited her to his official residence when a booze party was going on there. Former Minister T.M. Thomas Isaac invited her to Munnar, a tourist spot in High Ranges. Swapna alleges that the leaders behaved like sexually hungry stray dogs. She says, Kadakampalli Surendran is a dirt and should not be admitted to a household. She alleges that the first two behaved like college boys and made several calls to her. Every time they spoke to her like young boys, of course, in bad taste. Nothing suited their age and position. She says, she is keeping all the messages they sent to her phone. She is going to consult his lawyer and consequently going to file cases against them under Section 376 of IPC. Under normal circumstances, this sort of case results in immediate arrests. And it is non-bailable. Swapna, once the confidant of CM Pinarayi Vijayan and his team, has been revealing information which were allegedly confidential and significant with respect to the dealings of CM, his family members and other confidants. Chatiyude Padmavyuham, Padmavyuham of Treachery, a Malayalam book authored by Swapna and released recently, has brought to light several such incidents, which she explains in detail. New disclosures have been conveyed to the people through interviews given to some TV channels on October 22. Projects for bribery are brought under the name of development. Swapna said, CM is taking advantage of his influence in Middle East countries. Several international companies are behind many scams in Kerala. The target of those who are behind these scams is simple, bag the commission. When new projects are introduced, they mislead the people stating that it is Kerala's development. Swapna added, everything is sold to international companies as Kerala's property. Sprinkler database scam is a part of this larger design. It was the sale of the database of each individual. If personal information had been sold to other companies, it is sure, we are not secure. Even once organs are not secure. It will not be a surprise if they are connected with the organ mafia. Agreements are there with the CM and his daughter, which are beyond money matters. If someone speaks it out, he is crucified in society. It is to be remembered that the same Left Democratic Front ousted Congress-led United Democratic Front, UDF, by exploiting the sex abuse allegations from solar scam suspect Sarita Nair in 2016 against the then Chief Minister Umen Chandy. If Swakapna goes ahead with the cases against the aforementioned senior leaders, Kerala will witness a political earthquake. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.